With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Republicans are hoping they'll recapture enough seats to wind up with a 52-48 majority in the Senate. Bob Agnew reports.
With just days to go before Tuesday's election, Capitol insiders say expectations have only grown for a major GOP victory on Tuesday. Republicans feel certain they'll flip one seat in West Virginia and another in bright red Montana. That alone would give them a 51-49 majority, but expectations have also grown beyond that. One GOP insider telling The Hill, quote, "At this point, we have to have 52. Anything short of that, some analysts say, would leave GOP leaders disappointed at a lost opportunity." Bob Agnew reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, Israel's search for Hamas terrorists continues in a refugee camp. Correspondent Charles Deledesma reports.
The ministry says two Palestinians were killed in an Israeli strike and a third by Israeli gunfire in the occupied West Bank. The Israeli military says its forces were targeting militants in the area of the Nur Shams refugee camp, which has seen repeated battles in recent months, adding it's eliminated a Hamas militant in the area. Meanwhile, mediators are ramping up efforts to halt the wars in Lebanon and the Gaza Strip, circulating new proposals to wind down the regional conflict. I'm Charles Deledesma.
Opening statements are expected to start Friday in the trial of retired Marine Daniel Penny, who's accused in a New York City subway chokehold death. The Long Island native is charged with manslaughter and criminally negligent homicide in the death of Jordan Neely, a career criminal who was making violent threats against subway passengers before Penny intervened. A jury is now seated for the trial that's expected to last into December and feature much testimony. Big Lots is being sold to Nexus Capital Management. They're expected to take over the stores in December. This is SRN News. Latinos are the fastest growing group of American evangelicals.
According to the Pew Research Center, 15% of them identify as evangelical Protestants now. They are an influential voting bloc, particularly in swing states, and both parties are vying for their votes in a year when margins are expected to be thin. Among all evangelicals, Latinos are the fastest growing group. About 50% of them identify as Republicans, 44% Democrat. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
German President Frank-Walter Steinmeier visits the site of a Holocaust museum being built in Greece as he began a three-day state visit. He visited the site near an old railway station from where tens of thousands of Jews were transported to Nazi concentration camps during World War II German occupation of Greece. More than 90% of the country's Jewish community died in the camps. This is SRN News. A new poll suggests that many Americans are feeling anxiety heading into Election Day.
7 in 10 Americans who responded to a poll by the Associated Press and the NORC Center for Public Affairs Research said they're feeling anxious or frustrated about the 2024 presidential campaign. Only one-third say they feel excited. Even though the 2020 election happened during a deadly pandemic, some voters say they're even more anxious now than they were 4 years ago. About 80% of Democrats say they're anxious about this election. A little more than 66% of Republicans say they're anxious about this election. Donna Water, Washington.
Russia is fining Google for more money than the world's entire gross domestic product. Sky News says it follows Google removing state-run and pro-government accounts from YouTube. Google was fined a undecillion rubles, which is one followed by 36 zeros. More details at SRNnews.com.